Jenny, good morning.
Good morning, Nathaniel.
So Jenny, why is poor mental health more common in young women than in any other group?
I think that's a really complex question that we don't really know the exact answer to why that is. There are a lot of factors that impact why an individual might develop an anxiety disorder or a mental health problem. We know that that time period is the greatest risk for violence. So for women, they're more likely to experience violence at that age, and they're transitioning from school to finding work. And so there's a lot of changes in a young person's life at that particular time. We know overall that women are at greater risk for mental health problems compared to men, but particularly at this age group, it's a problem. We know that hormones impact on the experience of anxiety, both in learning to be fearful about things and also in terms of anxiety, treating anxiety as well, that hormones can impact on that. So there are a lot of factors at play, and it's really hard to really detect what the specific cause is, but we know that we need to do something more urgently about it to try and improve the situation for Australian young women.
Well, what is being done? What are the barriers preventing young women from accessing effective treatment for mental illness?
Well, I think there are still a lot of stigma, though things have changed dramatically in the last 10 years in terms of stigma around mental health, but it is still really hard to seek help. And there's that assumption perhaps that a young person might make, that this is just the way I am, there's nothing I could do about it. And one of the things that goes along with having a mental health problem, particularly if you've got depression, is this sense of hopelessness and that things aren't going to change. And so that can also impact on people wanting to seek help. But, stigma also does have a significant impact. Some of the other barriers too is that, often when you seek help, it might be really difficult to actually get the right help in the first place, to know where to go and then to actually find the right person that's a good fit for you. And sometimes that takes time. If you're seeing a psychologist, you've got to be a good match with that person and you've got to connect well with that person, and that's part of what makes treatment effective. And, so if you don't find the right person in the first place, sometimes it's hard to kind of keep persisting and trying to find the right person, and also trying to find evidence-based treatment as well, I think, is another barrier. That often what happens is that people don't deliver the treatments that we know work for people with mental health problems. And so then, there's a long pathway to actually get the right help. And then if you get the help, but then you may actually not receive the right help in the end.
What responsibility do schools, universities and even workplaces have to foster good mental health for young women in their communities?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think it is a societal question that we really need to be asking and addressing. What can we do to improve the situation? There's a lot of perhaps societal change that could happen around gender equality so that there isn't that discrepancy for women, and that would make a major difference. But in terms of workplaces and schools being aware of the problem and being able to have a supportive pathway for people who need to reach out, making that pathway smoother, so not putting up more barriers for help seeking, that we actually create an environment where that makes it more possible, and providing access to services that are evidence-based, I think is a really important one, both in schools and universities, and in the community as well, making sure that people are receiving treatments that we know work, that are the best we can offer at this point, rather than offering suboptimal treatment.
If you've just joined us here on The Daily, we're chatting with Jenny Hudson, the director at the Centre for Emotional Health at Macquarie University, about recent statistics showing that young women are more likely to have poor mental health. Now, Jenny, the report also makes specific mention of eating disorders amongst young women. Are mental health services being overwhelmed by the sheer volume of young women requiring treatment for a variety of mental illnesses?
Yeah, there has definitely been an increase in help seeking over time, which is great, and there are a lot more services available both for individuals with eating disorders and other mental health problems, but that's still not enough. There's still we still need to be able to provide better services and better support for those services as well, so that better Medicare support, which is happening, which is great, being able to provide financial support for people seeking help as well as there's a lot more access to online treatments now, which is great, and that people have access to better treatments than what they did 5 or 10 years ago. So things are definitely moving in the right direction.
That's all the time we've got for. Jenny, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for discussing this kind of really important issue, I think, that really needs to have more attention paid to it. So thank you for the time.
Some very important things to unpack here. Thank you so much.
Pleasure.